USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Small Business Committee is holding a hearing to listen to concerns from members of Congress about the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on Capitol Hill, ranking member from Ohio, Steve Shabbat, discusses the impact COVID-19 has had on small businesses.
Unfortunately, COVID-19 has devastated small businesses and their employees. As a response, Congress created the Paycheck Protection Program to provide assistance to as many small businesses as possible during this emergency period.
The House is voting on a nearly $500 billion coronavirus relief package bill for small businesses. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says it's important to get help to small businesses as quickly as possible.
For emergency injury disaster loans, those are through the Small Business Administration. That's where they supplement the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program.
USA Radio News.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Severe storms are making their way across the southeast. The southern parts of Alabama and Georgia are seeing storms and heavy rain. It comes as forecasters are predicting damaging winds, floods, hail, and isolated tornadoes for Thursday and Thursday night. Yesterday, more than 20 tornadoes were reported in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. A movie's being made about the life of the late Whitney Houston. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Variety says the biopic is being made by music mogul Clive Davis, who's credited with finding Whitney Houston, and Bohemian Rhapsody screenwriter Anthony McCartan. They say in a statement the film will follow Houston from her musical beginnings to her tragic death, and they say it will be a, quote, joyous, emotional, and heartbreaking celebration of her life. The estate of Whitney Houston says in a statement of its own that it is, quote, more than elated to be involved in that project.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Amid the coronavirus pandemic, the NFL is attempting some normalcy by holding their annual NFL draft tonight. The draft was supposed to be held in Las Vegas. Now, that obviously was canceled, so each of the teams will be holding the draft online, and the commissioner will be announcing the picks from his basement. Fox Sports' Joel Klatt tells Fox News, we've never seen anything quite like this before.
Well, it's going to be very different, right? In particular for a bunch of guys, and you got to remember, in football circles, these GMs, these head football coaches, they're not technology savvy, right? They're not sitting around understanding how any of this works. So as the story goes in Detroit, the IT guy for the Detroit Lions is going to be hauled up in an RV in the driveway of the GM. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's absolutely brilliant. I think it's incredibly important for our country that we have something that's live and something that has a bit of a cornerstone for hope for the future and for live sports going forward. Maybe not as poignant as Game 3 of the World Series in 2001 when President Bush went out and threw that first pitch, but this is very important on Thursday night, what's about to happen for all of us, not just sports fans.
The first round of the draft will be taking place on Thursday, with rounds 2 through 7 taking place Friday and Saturday. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.